Alrighty, hello everybody. The part of Australia that I live in is being hit by a kind of miniature cyclone this weekend. So everything's kind of shut down, you know. I wasn't able to go into work and I was like, oh, this is the perfect time to do a video, you know? Perfect timing. So, yeah, a little while ago, I did a video and the title of the video was You Need Solutions, Not Face Ratings. Now, unfortunately, for reasons that cannot be determined, but can be speculated upon, YouTube took it down. But in that video, I basically said that face ratings are kind of cringe, and I essentially disavowed them. I said this whole obsession with guys rating one another's faces online, it's pretty cringe. And yeah, it's ineffective, okay? Regardless of whether or not it's cringe, it's ineffective, okay? It doesn't help you to analyze, you know, Gonian angles and, you know, console tilts. It's all rubbish, okay? You know, there's no harm in looks maxing, but past a certain point, it just becomes obsessional and silly. All right, and I disavowed the face rating thing, you know? Even though I was one of the ones to initially propagate it, I disavowed it. However, there is a different type of content on YouTube. It kind of comes from the same milieu or whatever that word is, but it's different, okay? Have you noticed these channels on YouTube, and there are lots of them, where it's a guy sitting in his car. He's usually like parked on the side of the road or in a parking lot or something, and he's got the camera on his dashboard, and he's looking into the camera and basically talking about how much his life sucks, right? Like how he, you know, his life's just not going anywhere and, you know, it's all so rough out there, bro, and it's so over, bro, you know? Yeah, these channels have been on YouTube, like, for years, and, yeah, they've always existed. It's just, especially in the last couple of years, I see an endless number of these videos get recommended to me. It's oftentimes, like, you know, why I quit my job or, you know, what my teachers didn't tell me growing up, you know, and they're sitting there in their car, like, staring moodily off into the distance. And it kind of got me thinking, right? Because I'm actually subscribed to some of these channels, and I'm not calling any one person out. I know that there's probably people, like, there's a guy called Bropiller. I know he watches my videos. He'll probably think I'm talking about him, and I'm not. I'm talking about, you know, back in the day, there was Heat and Succeed. There's so many of these channels. I'm not calling any one person out. I'm just saying that I basically want to speak broadly to that trend, okay? I'm not speaking to any one particular person. And it doesn't have to be in their car. It could be like, you know, walking through the forest or, you know, sitting in their backyard. But it's essentially the same kind of genre of content, right? Well, what I wanted to do in today's video is I wanted to start off by addressing these people, okay? I wanted to address these people in their cars, okay? Now, I'm going to be a little bit harsh in this video, but my harshness comes with a dash of love, okay? So here it is. Only you can fix your problems. Nobody else in the world can fix your problems for you. Complaining to strangers on the internet, okay? Making vlogs about how your life's not going well. It's ineffective, okay? Even if you amass thousands of people in the comment section that can relate to you, like DBDR did, okay? DBDR was not helped, all right? He buggered off and he's probably still as depressed as he ever was. And he had tens of thousands of supporters. And complaining to people you know, okay, telling all of your friends about your problems, not only is it ineffective to complain to them too, but you're actually putting a burden on them by doing so. All right, I know we've been taught our whole lives, like, you know, you can trust your friends, confide in your friends. But the truth of the matter is, right, there's basically two different types of friends, okay? You've got your acquaintance friends, okay? These are the people that you might work with, that you become friends with, or friends of friends, you know, the type of people that you had in high school that you were sort of put together in the same place, so you formed kind of social alliances. I mean, maybe you became close friends with a few of them, but for the most part, there's like the superficial friends. And they quite literally don't care about your problems, okay? They might wish you well, and they might be able to empathize with your problems, but they do not sympathize, all right? They might understand your problems, but they're not going to get emotionally invested in your problems. It just becomes awkward when you bring it up, all right? Right? Like, nearly every relationship is conditional, and for acquaintance-type friends, one of the conditions is that it always, you know, your friendship always operates at that banter kind of level. It never gets to the point of like, hey, can I talk to you? I really need someone to talk to. For a lot of people that you can be quite friendly with, that breaks an unspoken line that they don't want you to cross. No matter how friendly or no matter how many hours per day you can spend together, they don't want you to cross that line, and you shouldn't. And the second type of friend, which is the real close friend, you know, the childhood friend that you're still in touch with as an adult who, you know, who's kind of like the OG friend, right? There's two things, all right, that I'll say. The first is that they can't help you. Okay, they can spend hours talking to you about your problems, but they can't help you, okay? Ultimately, you're alone with it all. And B, it's kind of immoral to like dump, to, you know, to trauma dump on your friends, okay? It's actually quite immoral. You know, it's like you're giving them a bomb to defuse. Like, you might genuinely be feeling, you know, really depressed or whatever, or in like a really bad place, but, you know, if they text you, like, because they haven't spoken to you in a couple of weeks or months or whatever, and they're like, hey, how are you? And you just trauma dump on them, you're basically giving them an emotional bomb to defuse, and you're not making it fun. Like, even amongst close friends, I would say it's, you know, love is conditional, okay? You know, it's like how we often talk about how women say that they want a guy who is in touch with his emotions, but if they ever see their guy, you know, if they ever see their man crying, it breaks an unspoken rule, and she'll lose some of her attraction for him. All right. I bring this up as a good sort of metaphorical comparison, because I know that most of you know this metaphor. You know, a woman can talk about how she wants a guy who's in touch with his emotions, but if he ever reveals too much weakness, okay, if he ever loses control of his emotions in front of her, some degree of attraction will switch off, and she'll never have it back for him ever again, okay? The old meme of like, you know, she wants a nice guy and she'll date a nice guy, but she'll cheat on him with the Chad, you know, the stoic Chad. Even though it's a meme, there's a little bit of truth to it. And yeah, the same is true with your friends, right? Like, oh, but you know, friends are supposed to be able to open up to each other. Well, honestly, not too often. And even if they do, they ultimately can't help each other, let alone going on YouTube and, you know, speaking in your car to, like, the internet in general, okay? I don't know what these guys think is going to happen, but no, there's not going to be anyone in the comments. There's not going to be, like, some savior that's going to give them the perspective they need to fix their problems. And you might say, well, just venting about it, you know, just going online and getting it off your chest, well, this is helpful in and of itself, right? Like, honestly, probably not. Probably not. And it harkens back to something that Hamaro Tongo said. Just because you find value in something doesn't mean that it actually has value, okay? Which is a great quote. Just because you find something valuable doesn't mean that it has any real value. You know, it's like people who smoke pot who are like, oh, you know, it helps me in like all these different ways. Meanwhile, they're sitting around, you know, depressed, smoking marijuana all day, getting nothing done, wasting their lives. They're like, nah, man, pot's good for me. It makes me more productive. It, you know, opens my mind. It's like, yeah, just because you think that there's value in it, just because you perceive it to be valuable, doesn't mean that it has any value at all. Okay. And that's what these, you know, depression vlogs are. You are alone with your own problems at the end of the day. And you can commiserate, you can be in a crowd full of people who all have the same problems as you, but when it's all said and done, you are alone with it all. So there's no point in, you know, posting these videos, and I honestly don't think that I honestly don't think it's good to sit and listen to these channels that just talk about how much their life sucks, because, you know, unless you're like a bored normie who's getting entertainment out of it, I really don't think that there's any good to the DBDR-style content of just people sitting around commiserating in, you know, sheer misery about how unfair the world is. Ultimately, I think it's bad. And another thing I wasn't going to bring up, but I'm going to bring it up. You know, on the last video I did about Solzhenitsyn, I know I haven't been posting very frequently lately, but you'll remember, you know, a few weeks ago I did a video about the book, The Gulag Archipelago. And I said that the story of the struggle that they went through, I'm not going to rehash the entire video, but I'm sure most of you saw it. I basically said that to me, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of wisdom in the suffering of that story, or, you know, what the soldiers of World War One went through. Like these stories, these, you know, tales of prolonged suffering and the gratefulness of life that people experience when it's over, you know, to point to fiction, you know, The Shawshank Redemption, you know, just the, you know, 20 years in an insufferable prison, just the basic joys of being free. And I actually got comments from these swine, these like loathsome people that showed up out of nowhere. They're like, oh, bro, this is just the starving kid in Africa fallacy, bro. So you're telling me my problems don't matter because someone else out there in history has had it worse than me? And they were like sulking in the comment section. And I was so filled with contempt for these people because of their contempt for life. And I was like, you know what? We're going to be banning rotters on this channel, okay? We're going to be banning those people that just, you know, all they want to do is just sulk and complain. And if they see other people doing well, they have like the coals of resentment burning and they want to bring those people down with their resentment, right? There comes a point where it's like, man, I just don't want people around like that, you know? If your reaction to the story of Solzhenitsyn is, oh, well, that's just starving kid in Africa cope. Well, it's like, you know what? Go to Africa and starve, you know? That's my advice to those people. And by the way, I know that most of you listening are not like this, okay? I'm speaking to a very small handful of people here. But there is a lot of people out there like that, right? Man, I can really hear the rain starting to come down. I'm not sure if you guys can pick it up on the microphone, but it's pretty stormy out there. Actually, let me tell you guys a quick story really quickly. So there used to be a guy on YouTube that I used to be friends with called MGTOW Dictionary. This guy, MGTOW Dictionary, who I've talked about it quite a bit, I did a video about his paranoia once, and he was just that. He's this like paranoid, flat earth, conspiratard type person, you know, believes every conspiracy you can possibly imagine and a few that you can't imagine. You know, total Looney Tune kind of guy. But him and I used to chat on Skype for hours. You know, one time we sat on Skype for about 5 hours and chatted. And I remember it being a pleasant conversation. Compare that to another conversation I had with a different fella from online. He was this guy from like way up North America, like Northern Canada kind of guy, because he did these videos in like the snow in the forest, and he would walk around and he was like, you know, talking about his life and how miserable, you know, it all was, and how he was so lonely and blah blah blah. But he was a pretty loyal subscriber. He used to leave me these like nice comments, and you know, he talked me into giving out my Discord or Skype or whatever I had at the time, and said, hey, you know, do you want to have a one-off conversation just, you know, to catch up or whatever? And I agreed to it. But rather than doing what MGTOW Dictionary did, where he, you know, we would pick a topic and talk about that topic, which is, you know, my type of conversation, right? Like you pick a subject you're both interested in and you talk about that subject. That's how conversation is supposed to go. But he made the conversation about him and his life, and he basically spent 3 hours asking me for my perspective on his, you know, contorted problems and situations that I had no prior investment in. And, you know, I might be reading too much into this. I might be going, you know, a little bit too far, but I remember back when I did do the looks rating series, and there would be there would be guys message me, and some of these guys were quite okay looking. They were like a 5 or a 6 out of 10. But they would leave me these, like, you know, 8 paragraph, you know, emails where they would talk about how they're a 25-year-old or, you know, 28-year-old virgin. And yeah, they just seemed so full of struggle and difficulty. And I was thinking to myself, like, when I was in my, you know, 20s, I was probably less good looking than they are now, and they're virgins, and I couldn't understand it. And I may be reading too much into this. I might be being a little bit harsh, but it's like, you know, if you're a guy and you're really good looking, you're like an 8 or a 9 out of 10, then you can be kind of a, you know, an introvert, a downtrodden person, and you'll still get it, you know, you'll still get attention because, you know, your looks rise above it all. And conversely, you can be like a 3 out of 10 and have all the personality and all the vivacious, you know, zest for life in the world, and it will all just seem like overcompensating, and it will get you nowhere. But if you're somewhere near the middle of, like, the looks spectrum, if you're, like, I don't know, between, like, a 4 and a 7, the difference between being a 27-year-old guy with, like, you know, a group of friends and a girlfriend, you know, the kind of guy who can get girlfriends, you know, the kind of guy, the kind of normie that you see at the mall, you know, who's no Chad, but nonetheless has an okay girlfriend, the difference between that guy and some guy on mental cells, you know, is going to be probably how fun that person is to be around, honestly. And sometimes it's not their fault. You know, sometimes they might be interesting on the inside. Like, they're interesting in their own way, you know. They have the mind of an engineer. Like, they might be intelligent and, you know, they have certain topics that they find interesting. But they're just not somebody who, in a social situation, people generally want to go up and talk to, you know. They're not the life of the party, you know. Let's put it that way. Well, those are the kinds of guys that I used to receive emails from back in the day, okay? Those are the kind of guys that would add me on Discord and want to chat to me for 3 hours, okay? Again, sometimes it's just being an introvert, which is not really, not entirely their fault. But yeah, I do see a lot of these guys who just make themselves as unpleasant to be around as they possibly can, needlessly so, you know, for so many of these people, you know, it's just their, this mindset they get themselves in that just makes them unbearable. And that's why I got, you know, mildly triggered when I read some of those comments, those like Debbie Downers, those wet blankets on the Solzhenitsyn video. I was just like, you're the kind of people, you know, these people that would leave comments, you know, bemoaning how, oh, you know, this is the starving kid in Africa fallacy. I was like, yeah, these are the same guys that, you know, will send me emails complaining that, you know, they're getting ghosted on Tinder. You know, it's like, oh man, you want to help them, but it can be frustrating. Anyway, I suppose if I was to summarize this video, it's like that old saying, there may be fairies and there may be elves, but God helps those who help themselves, all right? And I'm sure I'll get like at least one comment, which will be banned, by the way. Like I said, we're perma-banning people who bring pointlessly negative energy, all right? People who are deliberately downtrodden and negative just because, like, they just want to share their negativity with with the world and try and bring down everyone else's vibe. That is now a perma-ban on this channel. But I will get probably one or two comments like that. And they'll probably say words to the effect of, like, this is what they'll say. They'll be like, oh, so what you're telling me is I should just pull myself up by the bootstraps? Is that what you're saying, CBP boomer, you know? And it's like, well, yeah, pretty much, you know, because no one else is going to pull you up, all right? You know, even if you don't have any bootstraps, you need to accept the fact that you have no bootstraps, but that's ultimately your problem, okay? No one's going to throw you a pair of bootstraps, and if you have them, yeah, you should pull yourself up, all right? Like, yeah, the boomer meme is true, all right? That's just how it is. So, yeah, I know it's harsh, but some people just need to hear it. Anyway, on that note, I think I'm going to wrap up the video now. Like I said, there's no real cyclone here. A cyclone is just a hurricane, by the way. It's the same thing. It's just the Southern Hemisphere's version of it. But yeah, it kind of flaked on us a little bit. Like, we were all expecting this, like, Category 2, maybe Category 3 cyclone, and it sort of just, well, it was Category 2 when it arrived, but it just kind of dissipated into this tropical low. Although just in the last hour, the wind's really gotten up and I can feel the whole house shaking. So better go out and, yeah, like I said, check the rubbish bins and do all that good stuff. And in fact, you could almost say I have to go outside and deal with my own problems, guys. I have to stop making it your problem, you know? But yeah, like I was saying, though, like, look, every now and then you do have to just, like, you know, blow off steam a little bit or go on a rant. Like, you know, I go on rants all the time, right? Like, I'm not, you know, I'm sort of sometimes on this channel, I go yelling into the void. But it's done in, like, a superficial performative way where I think maybe people will be entertained by it in some sort of arcane way. You know, there used to be, like, a whole industry on YouTube of guys doing rant videos, you know, like the, I forget their names, it was very kind of like 2000s YouTube. But, you know, the whole rant sona thing used to be a big part of YouTube, but it was done performatively to, you know, entertain the masses. But never in my life have I ever come on YouTube and, you know, press play on a video like, hey guys, you know, I'm just having a rough time right now and, yeah, it's really brutal out there, bros. Oh, you know, this girl ghosted me. Never have I ever done something like that, and never will I do something like that. And if I ever have come close, I recant. I take it back. I apologize for my former behavior, and I disown myself for having done it. Okay, and neither should you. Okay, and you shouldn't watch content like that because it doesn't do you any good.